Hi, it's Mark Raven. Welcome to Lean Blog Audio. This is a post that I published February 26th, 2024, titled, Come to Japan with me and Katie Anderson in November to study Lean. You can find the blog post with links and more at leanblog.org/audio355. I'm excited to announce that I've registered for Katie Anderson's Japan study trip in November. Between 2012 and 2019, I visited Japan 5 times on similar types of week-long study trips, and I learned something new each time. I've really been itching to go back, so I'm excited to see and learn new things with Katie and her team and what they've put together for these trips that she's run for a few years now, going back to before the pandemic. It's a great opportunity to deepen your understanding of Lean and the Toyota production system. Visiting Japan helps one understand which of the broader cultural elements of the country contribute to a lean workplace. But it also helps you understand that not all Japanese companies are made in the Toyota mold. Toyota has worked very diligently to cultivate its culture and practices over time. In our organizations, we can do the same, no matter where we are. It's also amazing to experience the food, the sights, the history, and the culture of Japan. If you've never been to the country, I really can't recommend it enough. If you've been before, I'm guessing you would probably want to go back. If you and I have worked together, or if you're a follower or a connection on social media, if you're a listener of this podcast or a reader of the blog, if you'd like to be part of this learning journey with me, you can give me or Katie a shout to discuss this possibility. You can learn more about the trip via her website. There's a link in the blog post, again, at leanblog.org/audio355. In that blog post, you can read a whole series of blog posts from my previous lean study trips that were facilitated by 2 different organizations that I've gone with in the past. You can also learn more about some of those previous trips at the website japanleantrip.com. So in the blog post, I've linked, as I mentioned, to a previous blog posts about going to Japan. I'm going to read one of those here because I never recorded it for this Lean Blog audio series. This is a blog post from October 2018. This was after my 4th trip to Japan. The title of this blog post is, Why Would You Go Back to Japan? Haven't you been there and done that? So when I got back from Japan a few weeks back, somebody at a hospital client asked me, well, why go back to Japan again? Haven't you been there and done that? I said, well, why go back to Japan? Why not go back? I learn something new and have great experiences each time. And my recent opportunity to tag along with the organizers, Hansha, was no exception. So to blog more about the trip, I linked to a summary of the trip is written by the team at Hansha. But you know, this is my first time going with a group that wasn't exclusively all from healthcare. This trip was people from manufacturing companies and a government organization from the United States. It was interesting to go back to a Toyota plant. This was the first time I've gone where we didn't visit a hospital. So I got a deeper and more varied look at Japanese manufacturing companies and one joint venture recycling company that actually took apart large home appliances and electronics for recycling. It was like a deconstruction operation. One key takeaway from these trips, again, is not all Japanese companies are equally lean. I learned this during previous trips, and it was reinforced here. We visited some companies that might truly be described as world-class manufacturers, including some Toyota suppliers. We also visited a few organizations that are pretty early into their lean journeys. Now, in a truly lean or Toyota production system company, the work almost looks effortless. I mean, people are working, but they aren't overburdened, and they're in the zone, as some might say, or they're in a state of flow, as some of the former Toyota people who organized and facilitated the tour said. In one factory, I watched a woman work alone in a production cell where her motions really seemed like poetry in motion. She loaded small parts into various machines in a U-shaped cell, and there was very little wasted motion. and the machines and the parts, if they needed to wait much, waited on the worker instead of making the worker wait on the parts. But we saw a few facilities where work looked like more of a chore. It wasn't as easy as it could be. They still have a lot of room for improvement. And they aren't magically lean, these companies. And I think that should be reassuring to anybody who says things like, well, this would be easier if we were Japanese. And in this blog post, I've linked to something Katie Anderson wrote on that same topic. So that was one key takeaway from the best organizations there, the effort and the engagement that goes into making work as easy as possible. In one, what they call a training dojo that we visited with former Japanese Toyota leaders as instructors, we had a simulated assembly area where they taught attendees how to identify waste and how to improve a work process using Kaizen mindsets and philosophies. 100% of the Kaizen focus was on reducing walking and other motion and improving ergonomics. If you improve the work for the worker, every other result then follows. That was the philosophy, and you see the results of that at Toyota and other companies. Can you imagine if healthcare organizations focused so much on making the work easier for doctors, nurses, and other staff? I mean, there would be so much benefit to the patients. If we focus on safety and quality, everything else will follow. So anyway, I have much to share in future blog posts, and I did do that in future blog posts at leanblog.org. Thanks again, back in 2018, to Daryl Wilburn and the entire Honsha team for allowing me to come along with them. I can't wait to go back to Japan for so many reasons: the learning, the food, the environment, and everything else. It's worth the long flights from Dallas and back, and it's worth suffering through a bit of jet lag. It's definitely worth going with Honsha. It's not just about the site visits. You know, I gained so many insights from the Honsha consultants who were part of the group, joining us from the US and Australia. The discussions on the bus and over meals really added to the experience. And jumping ahead here to 2024, I look forward to a similar experience. And I've heard great things about Katie's tour and just the environment and the arrangements and the visits. So if you've been to Japan for a lean study trip, would you go back again? If you've gone multiple times, what did you learn in the additional journeys? I'd love to hear you share that as a comment to the blog post. If you haven't gone, are you interested in an experience like this? What would you hope to see, to learn, to feel? As I've written before, I've never thought you have to go to Japan to understand lean, but and I think that's still true. But if you want to go and you have the means, I do highly recommend it. I mean, here's some of my reflections after my first trip in 2012. I'd always thought that going to Japan might be useful, but it wasn't necessary. It's not a must-do trip. I thought one would probably learn a lot by going and it could be fun, but it wasn't absolutely necessary. You could do a great job in lean without that experience, I said. I didn't encourage it, and I didn't discourage it. But maybe I was rationalizing that I didn't have a big gap in my lean understanding because I'd been learning and practicing this for 20 years at that point without going to Japan. But I've learned from many people who came through Japan, visited Japan, and worked there. Maybe that was good enough. But I decided to give it a try, and I loved it. But I tell you, I became tempted. I wanted to go to Japan. I didn't feel like I needed to go, but I wanted to go. I was curious about the country, especially Tokyo. I wanted to see the rural surroundings around Toyota City. I wanted to learn the differences, if I could, between lean culture and Japanese culture. And our guides on my different trips have helped me and others understand the difference. Now, thinking back, so much of my first trip was spent in the zone of, you know, I kind of call this, you know, wow, Japan. There's so much that's new and even disorienting, you know, with some lean lessons and first impressions. And, you know, I think there's always, even on return trips, a bit of a gee whiz factor when being in Japan. But I think the additional trips provided the opportunity to gain deeper insights, to look for patterns, and to be continually surprised and delighted. So again, I hope you can join me and Katie in November. It's November 10th to 16th, 2024. You can learn more and find links in the blog post at leanblog.org/audio355.